Producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio, GCN is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program and many others can be found at GCNlive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Dr. Dahlia, how does immigration reform affect Obamacare? I have absolutely no idea. I'd love to start the show being very confident about an answer. Okay, ask me something about cholesterol or diabetes, please. What would happen and what would be the relationship between Barack Obama's right now deciding not to deport illegal immigrants and allowing 5 million undocumented immigrants to stay and work and get jobs? And I don't know, because nothing was on the televised address, I believe, you know, discussing if they're going to have benefits of Obamacare going on the website. And some of you go, well, who cares, okay? You know, let whoever get health insurance. But this is such a convoluted topic. This is such a huge, huge, huge issue that it's not very simple, okay? Let's say you have undocumented immigrants now being allowed to access the Obamacare site and get health care. Okay, on one end, all right, well, you know, great. You know, the less people that are sick, then the healthier our country is. We want our citizens, our non-citizens, our visitors healthy. You're coming in, you're visiting from Africa, we want to know that you don't have Ebola. And if you do, we're going to put you into one of our hospitals and, you know, keep you away from other people here and try to get you better. All right. So on one end, you know, we want people healthy. On the other end, how much of our tax dollars is going to subsidize each and every person? So if you have somebody that is more likely to require subsidies for their health care, all right, that's going to cost you. Some of you will say, Dahlia, I'm already paying taxes at the yin-yang. It'll either go to immigrants or it'll go to roads or it'll go to schools. I don't know. I don't care. Others are saying, hold the phone. I'm not getting these subsidies. All right? And so who deserves the subsidies and who doesn't? So technically, somebody who is an illegal immigrant, even though that word is not being used anymore, it's an undocumented immigrant, we have been assured over and over and over again that they are not going to get public dollars. They're not going to benefit from our hardworking tax dollars, okay? And we're being assured over and over again. But then we hear schools are overcrowded. We're hearing we are still, as a whole and as communities, taking care of our own, and it will cost taxpayer dollars. So how does immigration and Obama's new executive action affect Obamacare? I think it just continues the spiral that we're seeing of more and more spending. And so I foresee more spending. But I also foresee a self-destruct with Obamacare, whether there's undocumented immigrants being allowed to benefit from it or not, there's already some sort of a self-destruct mechanism because you just don't have enough people buying the health insurance without the subsidies. All right, not a lot of us can spend $900 a family, and so we're not. I'm not. I can't afford that. I went on the Obamacare website and I exited out. I was hoping I could find something reasonable, and I couldn't. So I exited out. Well, eventually, you know, and I'm not saying that's a good thing. I don't want people to avoid buying health insurance on purpose. But the reality is those of us that don't get subsidies can't afford our health insurance. So it's going to topple over, unfortunately, because you could only provide subsidies to X amount of people if the money's coming in. If the money's not coming in, they're going to have to print more. Here comes inflation. They're going to have to borrow more. We already have too much of a debt. We're already losing our, credit status by the fiscal quarter. So, it's a very, very difficult topic to comprehend as to what is going to manifest, because, what I get from what happened last night is, well, things are going to kind of still stay the same here, okay? I mean, we have allowed undocumented immigrants to be in our country, whether you agree with that happening or not. That's a fact, and we have them here, and we're already taking care of many of them. So nothing is going to change, and I think worse, and like I said, the Obamacare spiral is already happening. But we're going to run out of money. And we keep talking about that, and everyone's like, no, this whole $1 trillion debt is a number so beyond our comprehension that it's just a talking point. It's just a statement that politicians make, radio hosts make. We're running out of money, running out of money. No, I feel it. I think a lot of you guys are feeling it, because when there's not enough money, we start to feel it in taxes, or we start to see our kids come home from school going, Mom, you need to buy me this, buy me this, buy me this, buy me this. Or, Mom, I had to stand in the back of my classroom. Why were you standing? I don't know. There wasn't a desk. So we are going to start feeling it, and we're going to feel it more and more. Again, I have always agreed with opening our borders, but doing it in a systematic, legal way. It doesn't make sense to have legal immigrants and illegal immigrants and then saying, well, the illegals are legal, so whoever did it the legal path kind of got screwed. We want to incentivize people going the legal route. So if somebody is applying for citizenship, applying for their visas, doing it correctly, we want them to follow the rules. We don't want to encourage somebody not following the rules and then luckily being pardoned or amnesty given or an executive order saying, you know what, that's okay, we're not going to deport you. I know what you did was quote-unquote illegal. It was also a little confusing. He said, we're not going to deport people who aren't criminals. If you're a criminal, well, isn't doing something illegal making you a criminal? But I understand. I understand the semantics behind that. So, my father came here legally. It was a long process. My grandparents, long, long process. And so, there's a process and people can have access to it. Why don't we augment that? I would rather spend money on that so we can bring in more immigrants. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDAHLIA. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, I found this study, and I was like, what? Wait, what? Apparently, depending on a woman's bra size, she will spend more or less. And we have a study looking at which bra size has the highest chance of spending. All right? Apparently, this comes from data from the Chinese e-commerce site Alibaba. Many of us have seen Alibaba when we try to price shop on the internet and we look to see which, who has the cheapest. And then I think you go to Alibaba, and then I think Alibaba you have to buy in bulk. I forget. But anyway, I visited the Alibaba site. Anyway, apparently the cup size of B, okay? They say ladies with a cup size of B, all right, are more likely to spend. Oh, no, wait a second. Now, I disagree with that. No. I think the B. Hold on a second. All right. I'm having some issues here with my computer. All right. It looks like your B, C, and D breast cup sizes seem to be the biggest spenders. If you have a breast size of A, you seem to be less of a spender. I don't understand that because when I go clothes shopping, if I was an A cup like I used to be, I don't know, it was like 2 months during puberty. I remember I had an A cup. After that, I just went to D. But, you know, you could fit into a lot more clothes. Clothes look better when you have smaller breasts. And, you know, I'm going shopping. I'm like, no, I can't wear this because of my boobs. I can't wear this. So things are coming out of my shopping cart going, no, I can't wear this. I go to the dressing room and I have about maybe 15 dresses or 15 pieces of clothes. And I walk out with just a blouse. And none of those dresses work. Now, also, I don't really, really like dressing very top-heavy. I like to kind of keep everything covered. And unfortunately, a lot of these dresses don't allow for that. And I feel like such a failure, you know, because then you got to give the lady there, you know, let them know what you bought. And you're like, no, none of these worked. I was too fat. Or my boobies were falling out. Apparently, the arm opening is very, very large, a little bit too large for my taste. And they're looking at you like, really, you couldn't fit into these? You couldn't wear these? No, I couldn't. Anyway, the Chinese group compared underwear sales on their site to the total amount spent and placed customers into five categories: low, slightly low, middle, slightly high, and high. The data revealed that 7% of B-sized women buy in either of the high-spending categories, around 17% of the C-sized or high spenders. D-sized women are 24%. E-sized breast women are 33% more likely to shop. Overall, Alibaba found 65% of women, the B-sized cup, fell into the low-spending category. All right, so that changes what originally the title said. And those with the size C or higher could be found mostly to the middle or higher groups. Does this even matter? They think younger women with less disposable income are the ones buying smaller bras. You see? All right, does that make sense? Okay, so for you men out there, you're like, okay, what the hell does this mean for me? Well, what it means for you is if there is really any science behind this, and you are worried if your wife is going to be a spender, then you may need, smaller breast-sized woman. See, many of you want to go for bigger breasts. But it looks like, according to this study, they spend more, especially the E's. See, I don't like to spend. And I'm like floating around, I don't know, F's? I don't know. I lost some weight. Maybe I'm smaller. The problem is I don't go bra shopping. I just wear whatever's in the closet. All right. Yeah, eye patches. Yeah, eye patches for octopus, maybe. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. All right. A lot of you guys drink alcohol. We got the holidays coming. We got, football season. All right, so you're drinking a lot. You'll be very, very happy to know that the CDC does not think a lot of you are alcoholics. They say 1 in 3 adults in the United States drink excessive amounts of alcohol. 90% of them, however, are not dependent on alcohol. So, whoo-wee. For those of you thinking about applying for disability, no, can't do it because the CDC says you're not an alcoholic. The CDC defines excessive drinking as heavy drinking 8 or more drinks a week for women and 15 or more drinks a week for men. So if you're a lady that drinks a small glass of wine one time every day, but maybe you have another glass, let's say at dinner time on a Saturday night, you are now considered heavy drinking. Not an alcoholic, though, but a heavy drinker. All right? Men, 15 or more drinks a week, that's more than 2 drinks a day. All right? Binge drinking. Binge drinking is 4 or more drinks in a single occasion for women and 5 or more drinks in a single occasion for men. Some of you guys have 5 shots before you even start your night. Then you are also considered to be an excessive drinker if you consume alcohol when you're pregnant or if you consume alcohol under the age of 21. So, according to the research team, there is this assumption that if you do binge drink or you do drink a lot, you are an alcoholic. Now, why is that coming about? Well, because, we brought this on ourselves. Last year and the year before, we started telling each other, you're missing alcoholism in your family. If one of your family members or your spouse is drinking like this, he's probably an alcoholic. And then, we started now accusing everybody of alcoholism. I think the reason why this is coming out is now that we have Obamacare and many people are hoping to get treatment paid for, we're starting to have government agencies go, no, you're not an alcoholic. That's okay. You're not an alcoholic. No, you just drink a lot. Go away. We're not spending money on you. That's what I'm thinking is going on. All right. So anyway, to research their findings, the team analyzed data from 138,000 adults age 18 or older who responded to the 2009, 10, and 11 or 11 National Survey of Drug Use and Health. Participants were asked about the current drinking habits, average alcohol consumption, and binge drinking. They were also asked about any symptoms of alcohol dependence. Do they crave alcohol? Do they use alcohol regardless of drinking issues? Can they not control it? And they found that 1 in 3 adults are excessive drinkers. So just, if you have, 10 people in your office, 3 of them are heavy drinkers, they say, with the majority engaging in binge drinking. But of these, only 10% were truly alcohol dependent. So now it looks like 1 in 10 people are probably alcoholic. So what does that mean for you and I? I don't know. I really don't know. It's semantics. All right. We've talked about many, many times how to, gauge or how to identify, who in your family is an alcoholic. All right. Now, many of you do not want to approach the alcoholic because usually that alcoholic is pretty grumpy. But you ask the CAGE questions, all right? CAGE, C. Have you ever felt you needed to cut down on your drinking? If somebody's like, I drink way too much, I think I need to cut down, that's the C in CAGE. A, have people annoyed you by criticizing your drinking? Yeah, you're asking me about my drinking now. Leave me alone. Well, if they get annoyed by you asking them about their drinking, they might be an alcoholic. Have you ever felt guilty about drinking? There's the G in CAGE. No, I don't feel guilty. Well, maybe I do feel a little guilty. You're annoying me, and don't tell me to cut down. Okay? You could be looking at an alcoholic. And then 4, the E in CAGE, is do you need an eye-opener? In order for you to get up, go to work, turn on the Dr. Dahlia Show, do you need to take in a drink just to get through listening to her show? Or do you need an eye-opener to get rid of your hangover or to calm your nerves? Those are the CAGE questions. Now, many times when you interview an alcoholic, they will immediately say, well, you're making me this way. And then you immediately go, oh, no, I'm not. Never mind. He's like, well, if you think I'm an alcoholic, it's because you're making me that way. Oh, I don't think you're an alcoholic. Well, I don't think so either. So we're good? Yeah, we're good. Don't let that happen. Don't let them talk you out of pursuing this. Because we know that alcoholism can just completely wreak havoc on the body. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We're finding that exercise may not help some type 2 diabetics. So for those of you who have been told that you're diabetic and you need to get up and exercise, You may be able to use this as an excuse saying, no, 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 not me. Exercise doesn't help. I'm going to talk about this, but we have some questions on our answer line. Let's go to those right away. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hi, here's a concept for obesity.
Hello?
How about just eat smaller portions and, eat stuff that's healthy? To me, that's like a real easy solution. I know that I've lost 60 pounds doing that. And if I can do it, just about anybody can do it. And keep up the good work. Have a great day. Bye.
Okay, that sounds like, that was one of our messages. It sounds kind of cut. I wish I could talk to you live. You lost 60 pounds. Oh, I wish you could call in 1-877-DOC-DALI. How did you lose 60 pounds by smaller portions? Have we talked about what smaller portions should be? What exactly the portion you're supposed to be eating should be? This is interesting. This is interesting. Let me look this up real quickly. Baseballs. Baseballs we kind of use as a cup size. All right? No, we're not talking about bras or breasts. This is different. Okay. We're talking about cup sizes, like cups of ice cream. All right. So, if you're supposed to have, let's look at the food group. You're supposed to have about 3 cups daily of either milk, yogurt, cheese, of dairy, and dairy helps you lose weight. Okay, what would equal to your daily serving of dairy? And we're talking daily in a 24-hour period. Well, if you have ice cream, a half a cup of ice cream makes it's like the size of a half a cup of, like, a baseball. So a baseball is a cup of ice cream. Now, I'm not saying you could have a whole scoop of ice cream all the time. There's sugar in that. But a scoop of your daily, like a third of your dairy intake in one day is the size of a baseball when you're talking about ice cream. What about cheese? How much cheese are you allowed to eat? Well, one serving is equivalent to like 2 9-volt batteries, the size of 2 9-volt batteries. That is a serving of cheese. That's like a 1.5 ounce of cheese. Dr. Oz delineates these really, really nicely. What's a half a cup of milk, the little baby carton? Now, going back to the cheese, 2 9-volt batteries, that size of your cheese, oh, hell no. I eat 2 9-volt batteries in a half a bite. Okay, what about the vegetables? Okay, so if you're supposed to be eating, we're supposed to be eating about 5 to 9 fruits and vegetables a day. All right, so you got a medium potato, a cup of carrots. A cup of carrots would be about 12 baby carrots. A cup of broccoli or mixed greens. Do you know how much that would be? About the size of a hockey puck. What about fruit? An apple, size of a baseball. You can't go wrong thinking of the baseball. A half a cup of strawberries is about 7 strawberries. A half a cup of grapes, 16 grapes. A lot of us put 16 grapes all into our mouth at once. And then they spray all over the place, etc. All right, you're already downing, more than enough servings. Now, what about your protein? All right, we've talked about the deck of cards for chicken. Do you guys know how small a deck of cards is? If you are looking at a serving size of chicken, it's the size of a deck of cards. Many of you have 4 times that. All right? I mean, these are the serving sizes we're supposed to be eating. 2 tablespoons of peanut butter, like 2 ping pong balls, is kind of being generous. You could have about 23 almonds, you know. You can up, I guess, the almonds more, you know, if you want to get your protein, etc. What about bread? What is considered a serving size for bread? Well, a computer disk, you know, like a floppy disk, that slice of bread. I know a lot of us get the extra large. We get the extra thick. I like Texas toast. No, the size of a computer disk is supposed to be the size of grain. All right, and we're not really supposed to be getting more than, I think, how many grains a day? I think it's no more than, it used to be 4-4-3-2, so it used to be 4, and now I think they still kept it as that. Now, how big can your bagel be? The bagel has to be the size of a can of tuna. I know, that's small. That's very small. And then what about rice? When we say you can have a half a cup of rice, How big is that supposed to be? According to Dr. Oz's website, this light bulb. And not one of those spiral halogen-like light bulbs. We're talking about, like one of those little mini, 40-watt bulbs. Now, what about your butters and your fats? How much are you allowed to eat? Okay, well, if we say you can have a teaspoon of butter, did you know that a teaspoon of butter is supposed to equate to the size of a stamp? Not the thickness, but in terms of, a stamp. No, not the big stamp, the little stamps, like the one-set stamps. If I say you could add some salad dressing to your salad, the only amount you could add is equal to the size of a ping pong ball. Now, what about mayonnaise? A lot of you guys like to put mayonnaise on your floppy disc-sized bread with your deck of cards, chicken, or corned beef. You can only put a poker chip size amount of mayonnaise, and that equals a serving. So as you could see, we are really, really screwed. Now, what we do is we compensate by exercise. Okay? So, we'll be like, I'll eat a little bit more, but I'll exercise. Well, exercise doesn't help everybody. According to this particular study, even though I'm still a big, big fan of exercise, okay? Everybody needs to get off their butts. Kegel while you're listening to my show, I don't care, but do some sort of exercise. They say certain genes might prevent regular exercise from improving blood sugar. All right. Let me see here. The doctor that studied this is Dr. Maria Pena, director of, I'm having some little scrolling issues here. Dr. Maria Pena, director of the Center for Weight Management at North Shore LIJ's Sisset Hospital in Sisset, New York. Didn't they just get a lot of snow also? Anyway, she says, for many years, we have been under the impression that exercise helps decrease insulin resistance to muscles. That's what I've been saying on my show. However, from clinical experience, we're still puzzled by the discrepancies between patients that we see in varying weight loss, exercise, and changes in metabolic profile. So basically, what she's saying is everybody's different. I know. Pretty earth-shattering, isn't it? In other words, she says, why is it that someone who walks 30 minutes every other day and loses 15 pounds is able to significantly drop their hemoglobin A1C, which we measure blood sugar control, whereas somebody else who exercises twice that can't achieve that success? A lot of us are very, very frustrated by that. The previous caller, although I wish I could talk to him, had said he lost 60 pounds by just cutting his portion sizes. I am so glad that worked for him. I think that's awesome. However, for some of us, that doesn't work because our body's metabolism may slow. You know, if you notice, a lot of diets say eat as many vegetables as you like. Just gorge with your celery, gorge with that. Because sometimes the, not excessively eating, but keeping yourself full of it has to be healthy stuff, increases your metabolism. But I agree with him. Lowering your portion sizes, a deck of cards should be your meat amount. No, we're not talking about triple deck. We have triple deck blackjack in Vegas. Very, very difficult to kind of, figure out what's going on with the cards. Single deck, there's four aces, there's four kings. You don't want to count your cards, but you kind of have an idea. All the aces are gone. You kind of have an idea. When it's triple deck blackjack, you're screwed. That's like really, really hard. But anyway, no, not a triple deck size, single deck. So anyway, the doctor's analysis revealed that in 15% to 20% of people with type 2 diabetes, exercise did not improve their blood sugar control. It did not help their insulin. So what do those people need to do? Those may be the type of people that benefit very, very well from other forms of weight loss, including like the gastric band that we talked about. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DIET-DOLLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. You know, there was a gentleman who I had been friends with for a while now, a really, really good man. And he, we lost him yesterday. And I can't really go into what happened, how he died, because, again, I know everyone's been kind of posting it on social media. He was very, very well known, had been on TV and, you know, and done a variety of things, music, etc. But it was very, very chilling to read his last Facebook post. And his last Facebook post had talked about how he was aching. No chills yet, but even my arms hurt. And he goes on to say how, you know, you guys are on your own tonight. Take care of yourselves. I'm going to bed. And I come to find out yesterday that he had passed during the day. It's so, so chilling when you, you know, somebody you knew, somebody you just talked to, passes away. And the reason why I'm sharing this with you is he didn't go and seek medical help because he thought he had the flu. It sounds like that, you know? You know, I'm aching, you know, I don't have any chills yet, but my arms are aching, you know? The wife was going to bring him some soup. And people self-diagnose a lot. I mean, we do too. We don't go to our doctor. I don't go to my doctor for everything. But how could somebody mistake a heart attack for the flu? It happens a lot. It happens a lot. When people die of heart attacks, it's not always the typical, oh, my chest hurts. Okay? And use the plural arms. My arms. Even ache. Both arms. Can both arms ache during a heart attack? Absolutely. All right. Usually we're taught, well, it's chest and then it's left arm, and it's both arms can ache. The neck can ache. You could even have right-sided chest pain. And it's very, very scary because something might have been able to be done. But he probably didn't think it was the heart. He probably wasn't having chest pain. When my father died, same thing. He told my mom he thought he needed an antibiotic, like he was getting a cold, and then drops dead of a heart attack in front of her. I don't want to, you know, depress everybody, but we're coming into flu season. And my father died November 3rd, 2004. Yeah, it was right after the Bush election. It was the day after Bush was reelected, and I think Yasser Arafat died. I remember that was going on. You know, the winter season is a very, very scary time for heart attacks. Very, very scary time. And there's a lot of reasons for that. One, it's cold. Two, you're putting a lot of extra activity in that you may not, like, for example, shoveling snow, climbing your, you know, your house to put up Christmas lights, you know, moving trees in and out of the house, you know, bringing in all the stuff from the garage to decorate the Christmas tree or the menorah and anything else you decorate your house with. So a lot of times you may be doing extra lifting that you don't usually do throughout the year, or you may be doing extra things, or you're traveling, and you travel, and you forget to take your medication with you. So now you're missing some of the cholesterol medication, or you're missing your blood pressure medicine. And you would normally be on that judiciously, and now you're skipping it every now and then. Or you're drinking more, right? This is football season. This is Thanksgiving season. This is the holiday season. All right. I saw how a lot of you guys celebrated Halloween. When did Halloween become a New Year's Eve drunk festival? But it is, all right? Your kids are getting older. People are coming to the house. How do you deal with people coming to the house and begging you for something, right?
So you drink and you get through the night and you giggle and you make fun of the kids and how they look. You make fun of the kids' parents. You tell the kids they were really adopted. They leave your house crying and you have a good laugh. It's fun. It's good old-fashioned fun. But I had no idea that Halloween was a drinking holiday. Trick or tequila. That's a game we made Halloween night. Trick or tequila? I don't even drink tequila. But it was Halloween, and I'm on a diet, and I'm supposed to avoid the carbs, so I couldn't ask for a treat. I don't know why I was trick-or-treating. I was just there. So the drinking is starting earlier. A lot of us are stressed. It's cold, etc. And now we are also distracted by flu and cough and cold, etc. So unfortunately, now here you are going, well, I got some chest congestion and a little tight. Yeah, I have a little bit of tightness. It's probably a cold. And unfortunately, people try to treat themselves. Or they diagnose themselves, and then unfortunately they pass away like my friend did. May he rest in peace. A very, very good man. Now, I'm not saying that I don't know if he died of a heart attack. We're just assuming that. But it's a very, very frightening thought that a lot of us could think all we have is a regular cold going on or family members. Now, as more people talk about a particular case similar to this, you're going to have the wives go, wait a second, you're sneezing, you're coughing, go to the doctor. I would strongly urge you guys to have had already gone to the doctor before. Make sure your heart is good. Make sure your cholesterol isn't high. Make sure that you are in the best of health possible going into flu season so that if you do have a fever or if you have the flu, you're not as vulnerable. A lot of you walk around anemic. A lot of you walk around with high blood sugar. A lot of your blood pressure is high. Why would you walk around with high blood pressure coming into flu season? Now you're congested and you're coughing and we need to give you medication to, decongest you. I can't do that if your blood pressure is high. But you know what? Same thing. I haven't gone to a doctor all year long. Now that it's November and my deductible is going to have to restart if I end up buying one of the Obamacare $12,000 deductible plans, and I'm like, maybe I better start going to the doctor now. Well, now it's kind of starting to get late. You know, we're coming into flu season for crying out loud. So, we're going to be talking in the next hour about the virtual medicine, being able to see doctors online. And I'm going to kind of give you guys tips on what to do and what not to do. But if you call your doctor up and say, look, I think I got the flu because I'm achy all over. All right. Maybe don't say flu. All right. Tell him where you ache. My chest is aching. They're going to maybe think of flu, but not until after they thought of heart or something else. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. In the next hour, we're going to talk about, again, there's another study on which state is the most heavy. You'll see how your state did. And then Alzheimer's. Are there really things you could do to prevent Alzheimer's? Apparently, we have a doctor that gives us 4 tips. Then we have a gentleman who eats a sugar-heavy diet for 60 days to see what happened to his health. It'll be very, very interesting to see what happened to him eating just sugar. So as you can see, we got a very busy hour coming up. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.